Too tired and bored to look around today and see anything else. Really bored. I still have this dad, a kid who shot people, got arrested, charged with murder. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if he had a gun at a Trump rally, they would kill him. If he had a gun here, they would kill him. If he had a gun there, in other words, it wasn't a matter of looking for trouble or they didn't kill him after he killed two people, you know. This probably wasn't the most violent rally, because, you know, in a violent rally, after you shoot two people, they would have stomped him into a thin paste. Really. When he had the gun, they were saying, "Give us the gun." That's something they do. They rob people. Especially like robbing the sick and the poor, really. I mean, this kid just really wasn't with it very much. So we got a 17-year-old who's going to be charged with murder, and then you're going to have all this bread and circus bullshit. You know, two people died, three people, blacks died, but, you know, at least 30,000 medical miscarriages of justice on sick people and other things like, oh, don't pick, oh, let it eat you. And they force you to do that. You scream, and if you scream, they lock you up, and then it eats you faster. So, you know, this is done, you know, 1,000 times a day. 1,000 people a day are murdered that way. And I sure do know, because they tried that about 5 times since December on me. I have a problem. I use a lot of paper towels, a lot of wrap. I tried other things. Some points I even thought of using like lice soap as an antibiotic, because what I need is burn cream. It's a silver thing and it prevents something, but I don't get that. Even though its value is zero, it's not a patent drug. It's got like a billionth of a gram of silver for a gallon, and that's all you need. And it's not patented, but they can make money, and therefore they're not going to give it to you unless they make money. It's like the local dollar store says, "Hey, well, this is a plague zone. You have to pay $6 a gallon for Clorox." Whereas I bought it in some rich neighborhood the other day on my, you know, monthly trip, my weekly, couple weekly trips around. And for $3, everybody gets it for $3, because there's a lot of sick, and this is the store for the poorest of the poor, you know. They just, you know, they can do it, because people need it, you know. That's called fascism. That's, you know, the 7-Eleven, everything. So you start working in a business, and you become a slave of that business. I know that. I was working in this kind of reactor once. And like one time I saw a piece of reactor falling off, and like I'm like, I'm in a pocket, so I'm gonna figure out a way to hide this. I don't want him shutting the reactor down. It's a long story, really. I really wanted to keep going. Then when I left, I did my whatever 3 months and then said goodbye, and then they advertised the job again, so I went back. I really need this. And this other guy who was like an insane young person who started halfway through my thing, this was like 100,000 pounds a day of precision loading, of moving metal carts up and down and photo things, making sure everything, you know, a gamma sterilization reactor, 6 million curies. And 6 feet of cement between us and the thing. And I told this Puerto Rican guy once, I said, "You know, you think that's all the thing is making is gamma rays? We might as well be on the Enterprise. We're getting hit by temporal anomalies here, you know. That's more radiation than Chernobyl." You know, and I wanted to go back, you know. So I understand what fascists, you know, the working fascist feels, you know. I do understand that. I did my job. My dad was a different story. I mean, he was interested in me having no brain at the end of it because I was an aluminum worker. And I did a lot of toxic work, including my hobby of computers, which at one point resulted in half my body being x-rayed with a lethal dose and blood oozing out of my skin. And I go, ow, I made a boo-boo. I've been killed by work and play almost yearly. They say if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. In my case, I think it made me immortal. Oh. That's maybe against the people, too. You know, there's going to be a big one coming. That's the story. That was my story today. There's going to be a big one. They're going to be rounding people up and putting them in camps. As soon as it gets cold and they can't escape, there's not going to be food. And they're saying this to say we're prepping. And they don't want us to eat the food that they can put away while we die. And that's what's happening. All of them, except Tulsa.